Welcome to the November edition of KVNF's monthly Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Felix Belmont. Today our guest is Mr. Bruce Hovde, District 2 Commissioner and the current Chairman of the Board of County Commissioners. Bruce, welcome as always to the program.
Thank you for having me.
We greatly appreciate the time you and your fellow commissioners put aside most every month to come up to KVNF and discuss with our listening audience some of the key and current developments and activities in our county government. One of the things that's dominated the news lately is the Bureau of Land Management's proposed Uncompahgre Field Office draft resource management plan. That's a bit of a mouthful.
That is.
I want to ask you some questions about this, but first, will you tell us exactly what this BLM proposal is? Because I suspect many citizens, and that certainly includes me, don't really know what it is, or at least are confused by what has appeared in the press. Just for the moment, leave the county out of your explanation and just talk about this plan.
Okay, Felix, this is a plan, as the newspaper has been reported, and you and I were just discussing, that is being studied. It has been going on for a long time. We have three volumes of the RMP, the draft resource management plan. There's over 2,000 pages involved on this.
Oh, my God.
So there was a lot of input in it, and as I say, it's been going on for many, many years to get to this point. The big emphasis right now is on fluid extractions such as oil and gas. But it is all-encompassing, everything from visual resource management, vegetation, soils and water resources, fluid minerals, as I just mentioned, hard minerals such as coal, et cetera, materials, recreation visitor service, extension recreation service, wild and scenic rivers, land with wilderness characteristic, ecological emphasis, comprehensive travel and transportation, livestock, on and on and on, solar and wind. So all of these things have been covered.
And how many pages, you say?
It's over 2,000 pages. So I have not read every one of them, trust me. This is a place where you really depend on staff.
If you'd said you had, I wouldn't trust you.
No, I'm wise enough to not have tried to tackle that. I would have run out of patience a long, long time ago. But there has been extensive studies done on it within the county. So it is all-encompassing. And what they have done right now is ask for public as well as governmental input. And the deadline for submittal was yesterday. Delta County submitted our comments yesterday.
How many pages in your comments?
Ours is 12 pages.
12 pages.
Yes. And the big emphasis that Delta County is addressing the entire RMP. And the big thing that we have been reading about and hearing about is concerning the fluid extraction of oil and gas. I have received many emails as well as letters concerning the North Fork and any extraction of those. CHC, the Citizens for a Healthy Community, they have submitted what they call, there are four proposals that alternatives that the BLM has put out, and the Citizens for Healthy Communities, CHC, has put out an additional one. So you have A, B, C, and D that are BLM, and then Citizens for Healthy Community are pushing for a B1, B as in Baker. So what it is, the big thing right here is the amount of acreage that is closed to fluid extraction. CHC is advocating that 306,000 acres, 607, I'll keep it in rounder numbers, be closed totally to federal mineral leasing fluid. And the BLM...
May I just ask you, what percentage is that of the county's area?
Of the amount that we were talking to, it's about 45%.
Yeah, okay.
But that this is just within the whole thing takes all of the county, from including North Surface Creek area, Cedar Edge, and so forth. And CHC is advocating strictly on the North Fork, basically.
Right.
So they're advocating for 306,000. BLM's preference is... preference D, as in David, is they had listed 50,000 that be closed. I'll tell you up front, the county has basically endorsed C, and as it was reported in the DCI today. So we did that officially yesterday. So the county is advocating close to fluid minerals 44,000 acres. So there's quite a bit of difference. We are closer to what the BLM's preference is. We're still fewer acreage involved on that. We did an overlap, and I brought the maps. Too bad I can't show them on the radio and everything. CHC did maps of what should be closed to no surface development. Now, we have what is known as split estates, where a person owns the surface area, all the land that we see. Someone else, or the federal government, owns anything underneath, the minerals, the so forth and so on. At my home, I live on a split estate. So what that boils down to, even though everything that we can see on top is mine, if it were determined that someone wanted to come in and drill a well, they would have the right to be able to do that. A lot of things that would have to go through as far as permitting, et cetera. So you have split estates up there. You have private property with full ownership of the mineral rights underneath. You have private property that is a split estate that the federal government owns underneath. You have state property that is federally owned underneath. And so it gets very convoluted. It has been stated that so much of this acreage on the surface will, if you're bringing in and they drill 1,000 wells, it'll just devastate everything because you'll have 1,000 pads. With the directional drilling that they are doing currently, they have one pad and they can drill. They'll come down and then make a turn. Pardon me. They will make a turn and go horizontally upwards of a mile or so.
They can go that far horizontally. Really?
So they go down vertically 3 to 10,000 feet, and then it takes a 90-degree turn, and it's a very, very gradual turn, at least a quarter-mile radius, my understanding. And so then they can go. So what you can do off of one pad, and I have seen the pad over out of DeBec in the parachute area towards Rifle, where they have eight wells on one pad, and there's just a standpipe that is sitting right there. So what you can do
is... And those all feed into one standpipe.
They all feed in. Well, they come up in their own standpipe, and then they merge.
Yeah,
They go through water extraction and so forth and so on, and then add chemicals for odor and kick it into the pipeline. The one I saw, for the most simplistic terms, you would go down and you would follow the compass east, south, west, and north. So that's four directions there, and then you could come around and start drilling from the same surface area new wells, and you'd go northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest, and everything. So that would be eight, and they can do multiples of those. So your surface impact is not as great as people are trying to say it would be. Doesn't mean that it couldn't happen, but it to put a new pad and everything else and go through the environmental impact statements and so forth and so on, would be a killer. So they would do directional drilling. The big concern that people have around here is, and it's a concern of all of us, is water contamination.
Yes, I noticed in the press it mentioned specifically that you were particularly concerned about water contamination issues.
Yes, and the possibility of there being some contamination in ground and surface water.
Yeah.
And it's a legitimate concern. Bruce Bertram, who is the oil and gas designee for Delta County, is one of the most knowledgeable people in the entire industry. And we're very, very fortunate to have him. I have seen diagrams and so forth of how they go down, and they'll put casing and then interior casing, and they'll put concrete around all of the two outside ones and the inside one and so forth and so on, and they'll go down a long ways below the ground level water. Most of our groundwater here is at, plus or minus 200 feet. There are variables to that. So they're down there, as I say, 3,000 to 10,000 feet, so 2 miles down. Things can happen. Yes, they can, and it's a legitimate concern. Bruce, we have three wells in Delta County right now that are producing. There are nine wells that could be of the total that have been drilled. Six of them have been capped and are not producing. Three are, and there's one in up, I think two in Surface Creek and one over here north of Hotchkiss somewhere. So
let me ask you, if I may interrupt for just one moment.
Please go.
What, just theoretically, if all of this was permitted and all of the allowed wells or what was practical to... how many wells would there be, roughly?
I think it's 1,200.
1,200.
And I'm not absolutely positive
but it's
on
it's
that.
In the
it's sizable.
Of 12, it's sizable. That's a lot of wells, yeah.
Now, these wells that would be permitted and everything, most of them are north of the Gunnison River and east towards McClure Pass and so forth and so on. These would be in Delta County, and there have been some drilled over on the Thompson Divide and everything, and that's a whole new ballywick right there. But the geologists that I have spoken to state that south of the Gunnison, there is no viable resource.
Really?
And it's we had water hydrology reports done for the four areas of the county, commissioned it for the four areas of the county. We had the North Fork. We had the Upper Surface Creek area. We had the Escalante area to the west of Delta, and then also out to the south, Peach Valley and everything else. And one of the things that that hydrology report said, that there is no real viable energy, product south of the Gunnison. The water report also says that if they go to drilling, and it was specific to the south of the river, whatever words they use, but they must be cognizant that it is a looser formation, rock formation and everything else, and care must be taken for a possible contamination of water. Now, we have submitted that entire report along with our comments on this. So we want everything up and above board.
KVNF needs to issue a correction on the information we just heard from Commissioner Hovde. The Paonia-based group Citizens for a Healthy Community currently does not advocate for the B1 alternative, also known as the North Fork alternative, as Commissioner Hovde just stated. They advocated for a no oil and gas leasing alternative for the entire area managed by the BLM Uncompahgre Field Office. The Western Slope Conservation Center, along with the Town of Paonia's Board of Trustees, wrote letters in support of the B1 alternative, which does allow for oil and gas leasing on about 20% of the land in the North Fork Valley that the BLM manages.
Will this be finalized? Is this going to become...
Oh, this thing is going to go on for many years before it's ever implemented.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a thing of a month or so.
Oh, no.
Suddenly goes into...
Because this encompasses Mesa County, Delta County, Ouray, Hinsdale,
and it won't be implemented until the whole thing is finished.
That is correct.
And
the indication is that there's been close to 10,000 public comments.
Yeah.
So, and then as well as the various counties having submitted ours and our thoughts and everything else. So, that it will be many years before this is implemented. And I don't envy the BLM their job to try and get it done. One of the things that... Delta County has taken into effect, and I listed a whole bunch of stuff that was listed there that is within our response and everything. The visual resource and everything, what you can see and what you can't see, recreation. And the big hoorah there is has not been addressed to recreation, to livestock, range, grazing or anything. Private property rights have not been addressed on the responses that we have gotten. And these are things that we have had to be cognizant of and very much be all-encompassing on everything.
We're going to be hearing a lot more of this in the future.
Oh, we will indeed.
I just want to make one remark for the...
Okay, and I have to go one more thing on this.
Well, go ahead.
Capturing of methane. It has been stated that methane is 22 times worse for the air quality.
If you just let it go, then if it goes into carbon dioxide. But it's a fuel. You can use it. It must have some value.
We have that over there outside of Oxbow. Mine, it's in Gunnison County, but Vessels has a viable working deal. And we are very much in favor of that, but we have to be able to get in there, and it will take drilling to capture that and so forth and so on. So everything comes with a price tag, but we're very much in favor of all of that. Commissioners actually in Rober and myself are in agriculture. Livestock grazing and permits and everything are very much a concern. So, and then renewables, you know, it has to be addressed as to the viewscape. Can you put wind generators up? There isn't enough wind in Delta County on a sustainable wind as you get over in Weld County and on the Eastern Plains and everything. But solar, hydroelectric, trying to put a hydroelectric dam in or even hydro generators, the permitting is, you almost can't get it done. So there's so many things that will be discussed within this thing, yeah. within this
Well,
plan.
I think your summary is very...
Well, it was short and kind of discombobulated yeah. a little bit.
I'd just like to make just one little remark here, and frankly, I am almost quoting verbatim the DCI of today. But just to show you the extent of this, it should be emphasized that the plan that BLM has that you've been discussing, when activated, is intended to become the governing management document for 675,800 acres of public land surface administered by the Uncompahgre Field Office for the next 20 to 30 years. So that is sort of sums up the both the magnitude and the importance of this thing.
That is correct. But there again, it will be many years before it is implemented.
If you just happen to join us before, after the beginning of this program, this is the November Delta County Commissioner's Report, and we're talking with District Commissioner and Board Chairman of the Delta County Board of Commissioners, Bruce Hovde. Okay, just kind of change of subject here for the last few minutes we have.
All right.
Delta County operates on a calendar year basis, as I understand it. We won't be having a commissioner's report in December. This is the last time, unfortunately, that we talk about the county in 2016, and the last time we get to talk with you, which I sincerely regret. So I would like to ask you, what were one or two of the biggest issues you commissioners faced in 2016, and what were you able to do about them?
In 2016, let me put it, the biggest issues in my 8 years. One of the biggest issues that came and hit us that I never anticipated on a bet was chickens. And the
What's with chickens?
There was on Powell Mesa, north of Hotchkiss, yeah. and lawsuits and everything
thing, yeah.
else. And that went on for a long time, and it's still going on somewhat. Yeah. So I didn't expect that. The greatest thing for 2016 is broadband internet. Here in Paonia, a week ago, last Friday, DMEA and their subsidiary, which is for profit, called Elevate, they brought their fiber in and they lit up Revolution Brewery here in Paonia. And Paonia is the first one to get lit up, is the term, in DMEA's territory as well as Region 10. So Region 10 and DMEA have been the drivers behind this. What does a gig of internet, high-speed internet, do at Revolution Brewery? It is the first that's going to go down Main Street and ultimately through the town of Paonia, and then they will go to where the greatest demand is. I was told that what you can do with a gig of service is that they downloaded 5 2-hour-plus movies in 7 minutes.
Wow.
Now, I don't want to watch a two-hour movie, but for sure I don't want to watch five of them. It is what is the driving force. It's what telegraph did initially, what telephone, the highway system and everything else. I've said this over and over, when people come into town and looking for a possible relocation, the first three questions they ask, what are your schools like, your medical facility, and what is your internet speed? Yeah. And now we can say
and
we can
adopt coverage. It is true that with high-speed internet, there's an awful lot of, not big what do they call it? The industry, what coal? I mean, steel.
Yeah, manufacturing and so forth. No, that's not.
There's practically no limit to the industry that is conducted by individuals or small groups that use the internet as their main factor.
Very much so.
And they can be located anywhere.
There was a company that thought of coming in here and putting a call center in it using 300 people. We couldn't accommodate them.
Yeah.
So,
and that kind of thing can be located literally anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
Theoretically.
There are many people here in the North Fork in the Delta County that operate out of their home.
Yeah.
And that's the way of the future.
Consultants and engineers and designers and all that kind of thing. No, I think it's great. I just hope that DMEA can finally reach those of us that live way out in the boonies. And
In time.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I was coming in, I was coming down 2100 Road. That's through Orchard City. DMEA was hanging cable on the poles.
Oh, that's great.
This Delta County is the 53rd city, county in the United States to get a gig service.
That's
53.
Great. That's
so
really,
we're Chattanooga, Tennessee here a couple, 3 years ago, got it in, and their growth has been phenomenal.
Okay, just in our last few minutes, you personally, as a commissioner, what was your biggest, shall I say, success, or what do you regret, or what do you wish that you could have accomplished, or if you had more time, you would have accomplished? Just sum it up a little bit.
The biggest accomplishment is the advent of broadband.
Yeah.
That is the crowning glory right there. What I wish we could have accomplished would be that we had completed the specific development and the master plan revision and gone into hearings on zoning and trying to get that. I personally have advocated for building codes forever since. I said that before I was ever elected, and I regret that that hasn't been able to come to fruition. I wish that me personally had been much more of a creative writer, and we would have had more show and tell in the newspaper and so forth. That is a regret that I have. So I was out in the public all the time into meetings, et cetera, but PR was not done, and I hope
okay,
that
I just
happens.
Want to speak for KVNF and myself. We want to thank you. We can't thank you too much for what you've contributed to this program. You've been a mainstay of it since the first time we talked, and we're really going to miss you.
Well, Felix, thank you very much.
And I've
enjoyed being on there, and you've given me help periodically, and I commend you. But
I tried to do it in a nice way.
You do.
I think you got to admit, I didn't sing you too bad.
No, and we have had some great conversations interviews have been over.
Yeah, and some of our after-the-show interviews have been the best part of it.
And so I wish to turn around and say that you are the mainstay of KVNF and have been such a stalwart individual that
thank you.
Just keep it up.
All I ask is that any new commissioners you get in, tell them about this, and it is we feel it's their responsibility to let us talk to them.
It's already on the 2017 calendar.
Thank you very much. And all the best to you, and we'll be anxious to see, very interested to see what you do.
Thank you again for having me, and I hope we stay in touch.
I certainly hope we do, too, and thank you for all that you have contributed to this program.
Take care.
And this has been the November issue of the Delta County Commissioner's Report with Bruce Hovde, and for KVNF, I'm Felix Belmont.